Sarah Haritz Kadma Latorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ruchama Walcha, and this week we're focusing on the middah of Kavod Atzmi, of self-respect. When we start on a journey of self-improvement in any middah, to perfect any aspect of our character, the essential first step is that we need to recognize our intrinsic self-worth. Intrinsic self-worth means that this isn't dependent on what I've done in the past, or where I'm holding in my current state, you know, in my current space in my spiritual journey, or how many times I've messed things up. It means that as a child of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, with a Jewish neshama and a tzelem Elokim, I'm intrinsically holy and valuable and beloved by Hashem, and I have deep spiritual potential, and there's nothing I can do to mess that up ever. Rabbeinu Yonah, who was the author of the famous work Shari Tshuva in the 13th century, also has a sefer Shari HaAvoda. And he opens the Sefer Shari HaAvoda, Musa Sefer, like this. HaPesach HaRishon Hu Sheyeda HaIsh HaOved Erech Atzmai. The first step, the first part in the process of growth, is that a person needs to be aware of his self-worth. He says you have to recognize your value. You have to recognize how great and how esteemed you are in the eyes of Hashem. And this isn't just about feeling warm and fuzzy, but he says this is the first step in self-improvement. He opens his sefer on self-improvement with this sentence. And the reason he describes for this is very simple. Because when we recognize who we are, we behave differently. It has direct, immediate, and measurable impact on our behavior. In the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, if you're aware of how holy and important you are in Hashem's eyes, at that moment when you're faced with a choice, whether it's to miss davening, or to compromise your integrity, or to compromise your value somehow, at that moment, you remember who you are. He says, if you know who you are, then in that moment of choice, you ask yourself, you say, I'm a good person, me. I'm an honest person. I'm a compassionate person. Someone like me do something like this? To use a very cliched but a very true analogy, if you're wearing filthy clothing that's covered in stains, so you don't make an effort to keep yourself clean to avoid getting even dirtier. At that stage, you've given up on your cleanliness, one more stain doesn't matter. But when you're wearing a pristine, cream-coloured Shabbos dress, so you take a lot of care when you take your brisket out of the crock pot, right? The same way, the Mishnah in Avos Perek Beis tells us, a person must never be a Rasha Bifnei Atzmai. Don't consider yourself a Rasha. Wherever you are in your journey, whatever you've done, never consider yourself a bad person. Because as the Rambam there says, if you think you're a Rasha, if you don't rate yourself, then nothing you do matters. Filthy anyway. What does one more thing make a difference? But on the other hand, if we recognize our intrinsic value as a person with a Tzelem Elokim, created in the image of Hashem, full of intrinsic holiness, valued, beloved by Hashem, then every single thing I do does matter. Rav Tzadok has the most exquisite way of saying this in the Tzidkas HaTzadik. In the same way that a person has to believe in Hashem, we have a mitzvah of emunah, we have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach tzarech achar kach lahamin ba'atzmai. In the same way, a person has to believe in himself. What does it mean to believe in yourself? He explains, you have to believe that what you do matters. That it's not irrelevant, your life is not irrelevant. Hashem has particular interest in you and in every single thing that you do, and he gets so much pleasure and so much joy every single time you make a good choice. And it's so important to keep this at the forefront of our minds, because to do anything positive in this world, to do anything that takes courage, you have to believe that what you do matters. To invite someone for a meal, you have to believe that they'll enjoy being with you. To suggest the shidduch, you have to believe that your idea counts, or at least that someone will be touched that you thought of them. To reach out to someone who's just moved to the neighborhood, you have to believe that they'll appreciate your friendship. To share a Dvar Torah in shul, you have to believe that you've got something you can share. Anytime you contribute, to contribute, you have to believe that you can add value. And because you absolutely can add value, and you absolutely must add value, tzorech lahamin ba'atzmai, you have to believe this about yourself. So to summarize, we said today that the first step in a journey of spiritual growth in any middah is to recognize your intrinsic value as a beloved Jew of Hashem with a Tzelem Elokim. And then this acts as a deterrent for making bad choices because someone like me doesn't do stuff like this. And it also acts as a motivator for making good choices because I realize that the positive things that I do really do count and really do matter. Thank you for learning together.